For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
They think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
British police have arrested a man and a woman for using drones at London's Gatwick Airport. They brought the airport to a standstill for 3 days, stranding travelers during the holidays. The BBC's Ben Schofield.
Disruption in total has caused disruption to or cancellations and diversions to more than 1,000 flights, affecting 150,000 passengers. There will be some relief that the military and the police will remain at the airport to keep the airfield open.
This weekend marks the end of a very bad week on Wall Street. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
It does seem like a bit of a perfect storm where you do have the tariff issue pretty much front and center for many weeks now. But also in the mix is certainly the government shutdown. There certainly seem to be a lot of questions about the pullout of our military from Syria. That plays a role.
The Dow fell 414 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
He's the personification of reality TV. Andy Cohen has a lot of titles: TV executive, talk show host, and New York Times bestselling author. But now he adds one more, giving this news on his live talk show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
The 50-year-old says family means everything to him.
Having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life. And though it's taken me longer than most to get there, I cannot wait.
President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been vandalized again. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's star actually vandalized twice this week. First on Wednesday night by a man wearing a long black coat who used a black marker to scribble swastikas and vulgarities across the star. Then after the star was cleaned, the second incident happened a few hours later when a group of animal sympathizers dressed as sheep spilled red paint across the star while holding signs that said sheep suffer for wool. The president's star had been vandalized twice in the past, both times by men using pickaxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.